Bitachon for Life, Shir 14:18, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boy. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Parnosa, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Parnosa Berevach, Lo'irich Yom Tevim. We are discussing the third piece of the Chavis Halvavis, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the strongest of the strong. And when a person hears this, he rolls his eyes. Really? Of course I know that. Of course the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is strong. There was never a question in my mind. It's simply false. Most people never internalize this. They get so used to a world that seems to not have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, that they give credence to almost everything else besides the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'll give you an example. Look at someone's tefillah. We discussed about a week and a half ago the difference between tefillah and bitachon. Tefillah is a request and bitachon is a reliance on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But there are essentially two approaches to a difficult circumstance. Even one of our listeners asked, a person is mechuyev to daven when they're in a difficult circumstance. So when is bitachon relevant? The answer is, the difficult circumstance depends on how you perceive it. If you feel like you're in a difficult circumstance, of course you have to daven. But if a person has bitachon, they're relying on their Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then they're not in a difficult circumstance. Or, sometimes, as we mentioned previously, a person can daven, and after they daven, they'll have bitachon that Rabbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of them. Either way, but these are two approaches to a difficult circumstance. Either you daven, or you rely that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of you, and now there's no more difficult circumstance, based on your level of bitachon. Or you can do both, first tefillah and then bitachon. But the point is, they both operate in difficult circumstances. So why does a person do all his shtadlus in the world, besides putting a lot of effort in tefillah? Unfortunately, people don't seem to feel as if their tefillah makes an impact. For whatever reason. Maybe they'll convince themselves that they don't think their Rabbeinu Shel Olam is listening to their tefillah. Whatever the reason is, they don't give as much credence to their tefillah as they do to all the other hishtadlus that they're actually doing. And they'll say like, of course we have to daven, but we have to do hishtadlus. That standard practice, that standard statements that people make. It's simply false. It's simply fooling themselves and trying to fool everybody else. If you really believe that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was so powerful, you would at least put minimal effort into tefillah. Yes, you might try to convince yourself the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not listening. We're not going to get involved in that. Of course the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is listening. Why don't I see Yeshua's for my tefillah is a discussion for itself. We're not going to get into that now. We discussed that in the Tefillah for Life Shir. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam does answer every tefillah. It doesn't always play out the way you want. That's a discussion for itself. But conceptually, at least try. If you really feel like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can make an impact, so daven to him. If you felt it, you would respond accordingly. But unfortunately, we give much more credence to the physical hishtadlus than the spiritual hishtadlus. Because subconsciously we feel that the world runs with nature, Rachman al-Islan. And we don't necessarily feel that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is chazak, mikol chazak. We'll Be'ezah Hashem continue.